to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
San Francisco 49er. I think that's a good move for him. We got Odell Beckham Jr. in the news. Possible substance abuse. Should the Giants move off from him? Got a lot of moves going on in the NBA right now in terms of injuries with Seth Curry being out. Can the Warriors win a championship without him? I don't think so. Money Mayweather Jr. was in the news. I'm talking about something. He is training for an MMA fight. Really, dude? MMA? Really? Look, I'm not going to sit here and take away your place in boxing history. I'm not going to do that. Because you are undefeated. Regardless of the opponents and the time you faced them. But MMA is a whole... You guys can get your points, get your opinions heard right here on the show. 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. I see Captain Underpants in the chat. How you doing, man? It's just amazes me over the movement we've had in the NFL. You've seen Michael Bennett go. You've seen Richard Sherman go. And some people are saying it's salary cap reasons. Other people are saying because they're outspoken in the locker room. I know people who were burning Richard Sherman's jersey. And that's just ridiculous. Look, the man didn't leave on his own volition. The man was released by the team. He had the right to go wherever he wanted to go. He went to the Niners, which is perfect. It was, in my opinion, it was going to be the 49ers or the Falcons. And I think he made the right call. What are you guys thinking about that? Also, O.J. Simpson was in the news as well. Interview that did not air years ago, aired recently. Looked like he admitted to commit murder. Now, he wasn't proven guilty in a court of law for the crime. But when the man sat there, if you watched that interview at all, if you sat there and listened to how he reacted in the interview, he even caught himself. But it doesn't matter. He can't go to jail for the same crime. He can't even be put on trial for the same crime. Double jeopardy is attached. So he can talk as much as he wants. And we all think, 90% of us think he did it anyway. Sit down and shut up. You just got out. People are going to look at you sideways regardless, but now they're going to look at you even more. You should just shut up and fade into the sunset. That's what you should have done. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Sports Report Podcast right here on Rant EM Radio. Head over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat listen live button. will take your calls. Also, you can email the show, TSRN999@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook group under the Sports Report. Twitter, I really don't use Twitter that much. Maybe an occasional Twitter poll here and there. WILLIMORG7 is my Twitter handle, so definitely hit me up there as well. Got plenty of ways for you to contact us. Tiger Woods had a strong finish over the weekend. Is he a threat to win at Augusta? I think he would be if his back is not giving him any pain. If he's healthy, I don't know why he can't go on a run. I don't know why he couldn't be a top 10 player. Is he a top 3 player now? No. But he certainly could be a top 10 player on the tour. Also, switching back to the NFL, the Cleveland Browns made some huge moves. Huge moves to bolster their situation. And even if they get 3 wins, they should be double. They should be better. Doubles what they did last year. Tyrod Taylor, Jarvis Landry. So they should be considerably better than what they were last year. I still think they need a quarterback. Tyrod Taylor is nothing but a stopgap. They still need a quarterback. I don't think they need so much as a running back as they do need a QB. We got some decent running backs there. Duke Johnson and the crew. Some good running backs. I don't know where, but then I would love to see Saquon Barkley head over to the Giants. If the Giants can improve the offensive line, if the Giants can get a running game behind them, get that secondary straight, they released Dominique Rogers Cromartie the other day. If they can get their situation straight on the offensive line, get Barkley, and then work from there, Giants might be alright. It won't be enough to beat the Philadelphia Eagles with the acquisition of Michael Bennett. And you know what Philly's gonna do? This is gonna rotate those guys around. This is gonna rotate them 30-40 snaps a game. Keep them fresh. And just give people fits. Fits. Say what you want to about Michael Bennett. He's still a Pro Bowl player. Still a Super Bowl champion. Can get the job done. So we shall see what the Philadelphia Eagles do starting next season. Training camp for them should be real interesting too, with the whole Nick Foles situation. Carson Wentz may not be back, or back in time, rather, for the start of the season. So, be real interesting to see what they do. Also, the Lakers getting that win over the LeBron's Cavs. LeBron going to the injury history, saying that you can't overcome injuries, but you're losing to Los Angeles Lakers, who have been playing better as of late. Not going to sit here and lie. But if you're that team in the East, why are you losing to the Lakers? 716-993-4606. 716-993-4606 is that number for you to call in. Hopefully we'll get Doom on the line soon. Tony C, hope you're listening. Hope you're coming for lesson, getting better, man. Talked to Tony C the other day. Get better soon, my friend. Feel free to call in when you're up to it. But I am very, very excited for the team of 64. Oh, by the way, too, you guys can head over to the group page under the Sports Report. Join in the Sports Report bracket. I created a group there, so you can put your bracket in there and say how it does against me and all the other users who sign up. Should be real interesting this year. And it doesn't seem to me that the field is as strong this year as it has been in years past. have a lot of mid-tier teams, not ranked teams, mid-tier teams up in there. I'm shocked some of these teams made it. I'm shocked. Oklahoma makes it? I mean, really? Given that resume? I mean, but it doesn't matter. Because our opinion on the field of 68, all that will be forgotten when the tournament starts on Thursday. Personally, I think it's going to be either Arizona who wins it, or like Villanova. Virginia, yeah, they're the number one team in the country. I just don't like the way they play. They have trouble scoring. They keep games dirty in the 60s, the 70s. They keep it completely dirty. And I don't like that. I'd like to see some offense. A couple of teams don't sleep on Kansas. Everybody says Kansas is going to be an automatic first second round out. I don't think so. They'll get it together. They should do well this year. I don't like Duke. I don't like the fact that the ACC got like 9 teams in. Like, the ACC is the only conference that matters? But Virginia is that number one team. Duke with Marvin Bagley is playing well. UNC playing well. I have to look at that. And I get it. I really do. But it should be a good team of 64. Get ready to put your submit for your days off during the tournament. Because a lot of these games are going to be afternoon games that come up. So get ready to put your time in off. Call in sick. Use your sick days. Do whatever you got to do. Tournament should be a good one. Should be a very good tournament this year. You guys can get your thoughts in there. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Guys, I'm going to pause right here for a quick second. One moment. With some people in just one moment. Matter of fact, let's do that right now. Because I know Doom had a lot he wanted to say. Let's see if we can call Doom real quick.
Excuse me, there is a message for you.
Let's see if we can get hold of him real fast. Might not be able to, maybe so. Try to get something going here very, very quickly. If not, we'll end the show in about 10-15 minutes. And let's see. Come on. And he is not picking up. All right, those are the topics for the day, guys. Talking about Richard Sherman to the 49ers. If you want to talk about Michael Bennett over to the Eagles, feel free to do so. Call in 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Looking very forward to college basketball. NBA season winding down. A lot of people on Facebook. I got into a lot of Facebook debates today over who's better out of LeBron James and Michael Jordan. A lot of people say Jordan didn't win anything without Pippen. Well, LeBron didn't win everything without Wade and Bosch. And one thing, and I'll see if I can't pull up that article very quickly. One thing that kind of surprised me a little bit. Chris Bosch could be, and I didn't think so at first, but if you go back and look at Chris Bosch's numbers, just look at his numbers for a second. Those are Hall of Fame numbers. And he's a champion on top of that? I didn't think so at first. But looking at it overall, he could be in the Hall of Fame class of 2021. It's realistic. It is realistic. Because I'm waiting on the story to pull up here. I'll give you his numbers that make a case for him to be a Hall of Famer. Over the course of his 13-year career in the league, Bosch has averaged 19 points a game, 8.5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, and 0.8 steals, while shooting 49% from the field, 33% for 3-point range, and 79% from the free throw line. And if you count the regular season and the playoffs, Bosch totaled 18,577 points, 8,247 rebounds, 1,034 blocks, and 803 steals in his career. He ranks in the top 10 in NBA history in total points, total rebounds, and total blocks. He's 89th in points, 78th in rebounds, 100th in total blocks. That is a testament to how well the excellent production you got from him when he was healthy. And if you're a big PER fan, as Skip Bayless is, he's got a 20.6 PER, 58 best all time, 106 win share, 67 best all time, and 57% true shooting percentage, which is 80th best of all time. All of that is impressive. And he could very well be in the Hall of Fame in 2021. He'll be right in the same class as Tim Duncan. If you look at first ballot, he can make it. So, if you're looking at him, if you're looking at D. Wade, who we all know is going to the Hall, LeBron played with two Hall of Famers. Two. Same as Michael Jordan. With Pippen and Rodman. I got into a Facebook conversation today with people who were telling me Steve Kerr, John Paxson, Horace Grant were Hall of Famers. No, they're not. They were good role players at what they did, but they're not Hall of Famers. They are nowhere near Hall of Famers. (706) 993-4606 is that number for you guys to call into the show tonight. I want to get you your thoughts and opinions out there on what we got going on. NFL-wise, NBA-wise, the college basketball tournament is here. The women's tournament bracket went up tonight. The women get a show. They didn't get that show in years past. The women, the ladies, are getting a show for their field of 64 as well. Hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking right here on rantemradio.com. Lot going on. Jimmy Graham could be coming back to the Saints. I know the Saints are also looking at Austin Seferi Jenkins. Le'Veon Bell franchise tag again. We talked about that the last time we was on the show. I think that's a huge mistake. Huge mistake. NFL Combine's done. NFL Draft coming up. And let me know who you think is going to win the college championship. Got a few minutes left. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Thank you for having me in your living room tonight. I do very much appreciate it. Watch the... Hold on one second. let's go ahead, before we get on out of here, go down the lineup of Rant EM Radio, what we got coming for you this week. Last week we had our pre and post show for WWE Fastlane. That was fun. Also happy to announce, as a matter of fact, I'll do it right now before we get too far along. Also happy to announce WrestleMania Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, would be the one-day return of the Wrestling Call-In Show. One-day return of the Wrestling Call-In Show at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Trying to get the old game together now, and I want you to, I would love for you guys to join us. We'll be live at 10 a.m. Probably running to about 1:30 that afternoon. Talking about WrestleMania and the likes. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and go down a card of WrestleMania. Thursday, we're going to have a possible live show. Waiting on confirmation on that. That'll be Thursday, April the 5th. Friday will be Rant and Wrestling at 5 p.m. Then the Hall of Fame post show live at 11 p.m. That Saturday on April the 7th, we're having a roundtable live at 5. Midnight Jury live at 8 p.m. And then the NXT TakeOver post show live at 11 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, April the 8th. Thursday replay at 8 a.m. Wrestling Call-In Show live at 10 a.m. with yours truly. Right after that, my brother from another mother, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, live at 1:30 p.m. The Rant will be live at 4 p.m. after Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and then we will have the WrestleMania post show live at 12 midnight Eastern time. And then on Monday, the whole thing starts over again. That'd be April the 9th. The whole thing starts over again at 6 a.m. Eastern. So that's your WrestleMania card. I want to get that out there so you can plan accordingly. Hopefully it should be some good stuff. Hopefully. So we shall see how that rolls out. Let me see, is there anybody else in the chat? Let's see real quick. Give me a second. I don't think there's anybody here. Alright guys, let's go ahead and finish things up very, very quickly. If you guys want to hit me back on any of those topics, feel free to call into the show before we roll out. Want to hit me up on Facebook, please feel free to do so. The Sports Report Group, or you can message me personally. Hit me up on Twitter at WilliMorg7, WilliMorg, the number 7. I also want to break in and give you some good news. I will have a permanent co-host next week. Good friend of mine down here in the AUG. Name is Trey. Very knowledgeable in both college and pro sports. He'll be with me next week, and from then on will be my permanent co-host. I just want to let you guys be aware of that as well. It's going to be some fun times with Trey right here on Rant EM Radio on the Sports Report. Let's go ahead and queue up right here real quick. So we can get on out of here tonight. Gonna be on until the midway, on the half hour. Alright, there we go. Got that queued up. We're ready to go. Gonna be with you till 11:45 Eastern, unless we get someone to call in. So you have 6 minutes, my friends, to call into the show and get your thoughts and opinions heard. I see you kept the underpants. No one here in the chat. Well, again, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm not going to waste any double-edged valuable airtime. So, let me see here. Yeah, it's just me. All right, guys, that's going to do it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the pre-post show last night. Thank you for all your patronage. Pronounced that wrong. I always get that word wrong. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your support on RantEMRadio.com. Thank you for the support of the network. And I will see you guys next week. New co-host starts next week. So definitely tune in. Me, Trey. And we'll try to get a catch the thousands for next week's show. All right, guys. Have a great night. Take care.